John Missionary Baptist Church, the church that integrates faith with living. Now here's Pastor Taylor with Let Your Faith Fight For You. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 41 through 48.
Well, if David wins, Israel wins. If Goliath wins, the Philistines win. Y'all ain't hear what I'm trying to say. So David is out there fighting, but it ain't about David. If David wins, it's the people he connected with. He becomes a representative. So it's not about any individual. It's about who they represent. This is about David, Goliath, David, Saul, David, Eliab. But wait a minute. It's about the gods of the Philistines. And the God, the true and living God of Israel. So this is not just a human fight. This is a God fight. Because Goliath is not only talking trash about David. He's talking trash about God. I can't wait till I get there. But you got to be careful when you start talking about God. I wish I had somebody here. Yes, sir. Yeah. So this is a multi-layered kind of situation. But appreciate this, brothers and sisters. Not just David and Eliab, not just David and Saul, not just David and Goliath, not just Israel and the Philistines, not just the Philistines' God and the God of Yahweh. But here's the big problem. The big problem is the problem between Israel and God. Let me say that again. The problem is between Israel and God. The ultimate problem here is not a giant problem. It's a God problem. The proof I had of that is the giant get handled in two verses. He just get knocked out. You throw a stone, he knocked out, cut his head, he threw. So this ain't about the giant. They have a God problem. The text says before David comes out that they're full of fear. They're allowing this giant to put them in fear and paralyze them. And for some kind of reason, what has happened is they think in their mind that this giant is greater than their God. You ain't hear what I'm trying to tell you. And the difference between them and David is he realized this ain't about no giant. Matter of fact, nobody even calls him a giant. He don't call him a giant. He calls him an uncircumcised Philistine who is defying the living God. I wish I had somebody here. I don't see no giant. I see somebody that has challenged God. And anytime you challenge God, you about to get your behind handed to you. I want to tell you this morning that your problem, your ultimate problem is not the giant. Because here's the thing. If you handle your God problem, God will handle your giant problem. I'm going over here because it takes them a minute for they. If you handle your God problem, that is trusting who he is, God will handle your giant. In this text, David proves that. He dealt with the God issue. I trust in the living God. And because he dealt with God, he was able to put the problem in perspective and understand that the battle is not his, it is the Lord. Y'all keep tripping about what's in front of you. I wish I had a witness in here. But your biggest challenge is not what you face. Your biggest challenge is what you have forgotten. Your biggest challenge is not what you're facing. Your biggest challenge is who you have forgotten. Because whatever you're facing, the God that you serve is able to handle and slay. I wish I had. Your God is a giant slayer. So your problem is not what's facing you. It's what you have forgotten. And if you deal with your God problem, God will handle your giant problem. So that's where I'm going. It's so many places to go in this text, and I can't do all that. But I just came to tell you a few things this morning. It's not a giant problem. It's a God issue. So how does David model faith for us? All through this text, David, one way or the other, models what faith looks like. All right? You're not David. I'm not David. But yet you need to have David's faith. Did you hear what I said? Folks want to go back with the commentary scholars about this ain't about David. This ain't about your giants. And everybody want to be smart. But at the end of the day, just like David was a royal representative representing God, you a royal representative, and he models faith. And just like he was supposed to live by faith and trust God, you got to trust God as well.